jou familie radio. Jy luister na jou keuse op 100.5.
So this morning we have the privilege of chatting to two very world-renowned artists who's coming to visit us in White River over this weekend. I'm chatting to Louise Carver. She had her first record deal when she was only 15 years old, the songbird of South Africa with a fascination for dance music and club life. Good morning from Joburg.
Hello.
Hi.
We also via conference call chatting to Art, the frontman from Just Ginger, and he's played with some great bands in great big venues. Impossible Machine Man, all the way from Cape Town.
Warm.
Good morning.
Lekker.
Hey. Lekker, lekker.
Hy weet hulle kom van Suid-Afrika af, as hulle Afrikaans praat. Art Matthews.
Ja, ek praat Afrikaans.
Fantastic.
So, we want to get to know you guys quickly in a boom boom kind of manner.
Sounds good.
So, Niels is going to shoot some questions to you, Louise, okay. And I'm going to shoot some questions at Art.
Are you ready? All right, so Louise, we'll start off with an easy one. What is your worst bug-related story? You're from South Africa. What's your worst bug-related story?
Okay, as an insect or like virus?
Well, you choose.
Yeah, you choose.
Let's go insects.
Oh, or virus.
Bug-related story. I don't know. I suppose it would involve a giant, one of those rain spiders.
Oh, yes.
Falling, that almost looked like a tarantula, it was so big. Fell on my head in my own garden.
Okay, goosebumps. So, got it. Thanks.
Okay.
Possibly that one.
Okay, that qualifies. Art, what is the funniest place you've ever fallen asleep?
The funniest place?
Yeah. That you can tell us about.
Of course I could tell you about it. The thing is, if I was able to fall asleep in a funny, weird place, it's very likely linked to the fact that I didn't remember much about it.
That you can remember.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know, really. I don't have a perfect answer for that. Probably, let's just say the beach. You know?
The beach.
Okay, the beach.
So, Louise, if you could only eat one type of food for the rest of your life, one type, one meal for the rest of your life, what would that be?
That's my food. Because I can have a good wine.
That qualifies.
Yep.
That qualifies.
Wine.
Okay.
One meal for the rest of your life would be wine. Okay, perfect.
Awesome.
So probably prawn curry.
Prawn curry.
Made in Mozambique, yeah.
That sounds delicious.
Mm. Okay, Art, if you could jump into a pool full of something, what would it be?
Oh my goodness, what are you guys, what kind of time are you spending after watching around that?
We're just getting to know you.
Yeah.
I'm just full of $100 bills, yo.
Dollar bills. All right.
Me too. I'll join you.
Good. All right. Louise, your next question is, if you were to join the circus, what would your act be?
Well, I'm scared of heights, so it wouldn't be anything on the trapeze. I think I would be the lion tamer.
Oh.
Ooh.
I would just make sure that the lion had everything he needed, and he was just well pampered, and he only had to do like a 20-minute show once a day.
Yeah. And the lions wouldn't be whipped, they would be fed. All right.
They would be tickled.
Ah. The obedient lion, because they like it. I love it.
Under the chin.
Perfect.
Okay, Art, your turn. I'm just asking this question not because of anything.
Brace yourself.
What makes you feel old?
Well, my birthday was in Saturday, so realizing that I'm 44 and listening and, you know, thinking that we had hits in the 90s.
Oh, yes.
That kind of make us feel a little bit much. Sorry to rub into this, but it
definitely
makes in the 90s.
Definitely makes you feel older than
I was. Fine.
How long I've been doing this.
You've been in the music industry for quite a while.
Yeah.
I guess Louise, if you had to make a choice between having no cell phone for 30 days or having no dessert for the rest of your life, so no pudding or no cell phone for 30 days, which one would you choose? No dessert for the rest of your life or no cell phone for 30 whole days?
I'm not really a dessert gal, so I'll probably choose dessert. I'll choose a cell phone for 30 days. Hold on, what am I saying? I'll probably choose dessert. I'm not like a dessert, so...
Okay.
I'm a little bit addicted to my phone, so that would hurt.
Okay.
No, I would have serious withdrawals.
Okay.
Okay, we've got a nice one for you, Art. If you had to choose, you can either have skin that changes color to show your mood.
A superpower.
Or you could have tattoos that would appear all over your body that would depict what you did yesterday. What? What would you choose?
I need to keep that private, so I'll go the chameleon route. Thank you.
Feeling a bit blue today. All right.
I like it.
Louise, I promise this is the last weird question. We need to get into that head of yours. Okay, so we need to find out what's going on inside there. The hamster's up. What one weird thing do you find attractive? Something that other people maybe don't find attractive. What weird thing do you find attractive?
Well, I've always found it attractive, and my friends have never understood why, but I love a guy with a big nose.
Guy with a big nose.
I
read somewhere it depicts leadership, a big nose.
Yeah, I don't like a small little button nose. I like a total turtle.
Nose first.
Big old nose.
Now you know.
Everybody knows.
Last question, Art. Last getting to know you question. What personality trait has gotten you into trouble the most?
It's gonna have to be my honesty. I've gotten into so much trouble being honest that I stand by it, and I will continue to be honest, even though sometimes it would have been okay to maybe just twist the truth a bit.
It can be brutal, but it's definitely the right way to go. Listen, that's fantastic.
So, a question to you both. Both of you are so well known in many other countries, probably in some countries more than in South Africa. Why do you guys love South Africa so much?
It's the people, for sure. The people and the food. I can sum it up very easily.
The people
are amazing, and we have the best food, no question.
Fantastic.
And for you,
Louise?
I think, you know, my parents are British. I'm first generation South African, and I'm very proud of that. And I've spent a lot of my life in different countries, particularly in England. And it's not home. I don't connect with their culture. This is my culture. Huh. And I'm South African to the core. And I have a choice to leave, and I would never. I just absolutely love it. Because it's home to me. And that's the song. That's why I wrote Home when I was in London. Because I was just missing it so much. I just didn't connect to their life and also their weather.
I couldn't have said it better myself. No, definitely. So maybe both of you can answer this one after the other again. What's the nicest band that you have dealt with or had an appearance with over the last couple of years? I mean, you've shared the stage with some massive names, the both of you. Who are the nicest?
Obviously each other.
Well said.
That's why we like working together.
Yeah.
And then I would say I supported Michael Bublé, and he was such a gentleman.
He looks like a nice guy.
He was. He was so cool, and he was so easygoing and really complimentary, and flattery gets you everywhere. I like him.
Chivalry is not dead. Okay, that's perfect. Answer yourself.
I must say, our little encounter with you two back in the day was also very cool, because a lot of the big bands don't make the time to come and he's a support artist, and they were so cool that they left us. They came and hung out with us afterwards and left us a big plate of Guinness and said, "Here's to you from you too," you know, which is quite cool.
Oh, you still taught me.
Not a lot of people can say that. What an honor. Okay.
Art, what is your favorite Louise Carver song?
I've got a song that also the same title, but I do love Home. I also wrote a song called Home Crowd in London, also in Agony, so I'll share that sentiment. But it is, I do like that one.
Mm. Thanks.
And Louise, yours of Art?
Oh, I've got many. So from his older work, I like What He Means.
Oh, yes. Also fantastic.
And then from his latest album, Impossible Machines, I love Should Have Stayed, which I sing with him on the show.
Oh,
it's very much collaborative.
Well, we introed with Louise, with yours.
Crazy enough.
So we're gonna outro this interview with Art's
Impossible Machine.
Yeah.
Tell us about your show. Tell us about your show Friday night in White River at the Barnyard. What can people expect? Are you guys gonna be performing together as well?
Very much. Do you mind if I take this one quicker than you? So it's the idea for me was very much to have a show, not just artists on the bill.
Oh, yes.
That doesn't interest me. We've done that, those art now done that our whole careers. So I really am interested in creating something very special that you can't just get. You can't see it if you don't see us together. And it's because we've had hits around the same time and continue to have them, we've got a very lovely catalogue of well-known songs that everybody should know, and we're going to be singing on each other. So I will do a verse of Shallow Waters, and then do harmonies, and my piano will play, you know, with his guitar, and he sings on Home. He does a verse on Home. and every single song is something different that you can't get from listening just to the song on the radio. You have to come and hear it live.
So it's sort of an exclusive experience with Art Matthews and Louise Carver live at Castle Bridge. It's going to be something fantastic.
Yeah.
Louise, what is your favorite Afrikaans word?
I don't think I can say it on radio. what is your
favorite family-friendly Afrikaans word?
the words that I thought were family-friendly, and then when I went on Afrikaans radio, they said,
Don't say that. Okay.
So I won't say it. I'm just forgetting now. There's so many words that I'm nervous to say. So I will say the one that I can never remember on the spot, but peanut butter.
Yeah, what is it? The Afrikaans word for peanut butter.
It starts with
Twinkie something.
Grondboontjiebotter. Okay. Yes. Well, fantastic.
You know that the Oxford English Dictionary recently added two Afrikaans words. The one was dof, like someone is dof.
A little bit daft.
And also gramadulas.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Which nobody.
Oh, I've got one.
Oh.
Yeah, you know that one.
You know that one.
What is skedonk?
Yeah.
Skedonk.
That's also nice. That's an old broken motor car.
Like a lemon, yeah.
Love it. Skedonk.
Skedonk.
That's my favorite.
Fantastic. We love it. And Art, you were speaking a little bit Afrikaans when we started this interview, so you must have a favorite.
I think my favorite Afrikaans word always tickles me. It's skoenlapperkie.
That's extra cute coming from you.
Yeah, fantastic.
Please say it again.
Yeah.
Skoenlapper. Ach, man, mama.
Guys, we are in for a treat this weekend,
fantastic.
Friday night at the Barnyard. You can buy tickets where, Louise?
You can go to my website, louisecarver.com, or you can just go to quickit.co.za.
Fantastic.
Quickit.co.za. Louise Carver and Art Matthews, two massive legends, two international South African artists.
The Songbird and the Impossible Machine.
Yeah. Oh. I smell a tour coming on, a massive worldwide tour. How would that be? Fantastic.
You guys have been fun. Thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us.
Yeah, fantastic.
You guys have been fun.
Diske donk in die skoenlappe. See you Friday. Wow, fantastic. What an
Thanks,
honor.
Guys.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
See you guys.
Bye.
See you Friday. Dis by die Castlebridge by die Barnyard Theater wat Vrydag aand gaan plaasvind. Kaartjies by louisecarver.com en Quicket. Maak seker, kyk, hulle is pret mense. Dit gaan 'n regtige pret vertoning wees.
Dit is eksklusief. Hmm. Ek wil soos hy sê, dis 'n ervaring wat jy nie gaan kry deur 'n Louise Kawer show te kyk en dan ook, weet ek het nou al vir Art Matthews gesien.
Ja.
Jy gaan nie dit kry Vrydag aand
nie. Nie. Nee. Die skedonk in die skoenapper, Afrikaanse toer. Hier's Art Matthews. Impossible Machines. Net op dagbreek op 100.5 FM. Wow.
Liedjies vir jou padreis toe, werk toe, op vakansie, skool toe. Dit is 100.5 FM.